Marie Moody joins us. She's pet expert and founder of Stella and Chewies, and she's here to talk about senior dogs and helping out. Good morning, Maria. How are you today?
Great. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about November, National Adopt a Senior Pet Month. Craig, when we were discussing this earlier, just said, well, what constitutes a senior dog? How would you describe that? When does that take place in a dog's life?
It's about age four or five. When we start to consider them senior, which sounds so young, and they are young at four and five.
Well, I've noticed my dogs, I have a beagle that has grayed around the face a little bit more than, you know, I've noticed it slowly occur, but the one day I looked at an older picture and I thought, wow, you're getting old there, buddy.
It happens to all of us, though, right, if we're lucky.
Right, sure does. Well, let's talk about what are some of the benefits, I guess, of adopting a senior dog.
Well, there are a lot of benefits, actually, but some of the benefits would be that there are fewer surprises when you adopt a senior pet. For example, they're full grown, so no surprises there. Usually the shelter will have some idea of his or her personality, and so they can better match you. Some get along with children, maybe some don't. You just get a better idea of their personalities. They might need a little less exercise. They're just wonderful pets. I think they even tend to be more grateful for being rescued, and they just make wonderful, great family members.
When you rescue one of these dogs, is there anything in particular you should be looking for?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't think that there's anything specifically that one has to look for when adopting a pet. I think that, you know, sometimes you just know who the right pet for you is, and I think that it's important, though, to consider the senior dogs. I think that when you go to a shelter and you just walk by them and in search of a puppy, you're walking by what could be the greatest pet ever.
Well, you get a finished dog or a pet at that point, like you talked about before with a puppy. It's all on you. With a senior pet, he sometimes, they may have some other issues, I guess, or at least have maybe a limit of what they can possibly do. But I adopted a pet that they said was like a senior pet, and for many years it acted like a puppy. It was crazier than some puppies that I had, so you never know what.
Exactly. You just don't know. That's exactly right. They've got a lot of life and a lot of love left to give.
And let's talk a little bit about some things. Is there a certain diets or things we need to keep in mind? A lot of times with seniors, you know, with puppies are sort of puppy food, or seniors have a sort of issue. And maybe just the vet check, that type of thing we can go through maybe?
Yeah, I would say that it's always important after you rescue or adopt a pet, take it to your vet, establish a relationship with a vet that you trust. And, of course, how you feed your pet is very, very important. It's much like how we feed, you know, other family members, ourselves, our children. You want to feed food that's as close to its natural state as possible. And that goes for puppies and senior dogs.
Can we talk a little bit how Stella and Chewies, the organization, the company that you founded, is involved in this particular month, Senior Adopt-a-Dog Month?
Yes. Well, because November is Senior Adopt-a-Pet Month, or Adopt-a-Senior Pet Month, Stella and Chewies is reimbursing all the fees associated with adopting a senior pet, and we are also sending each pet home with a month's worth of free Stella and Chewies.
And how can we get involved, and people who are listening right now, if they want to be a part of this?
If you go to our website, www.stellaandchewies.com, all the information is there.
So Stella and Chewy, named after your pets, what kind of dogs were those, or are they?
They were. Chewy was half Shar Pei and half Airedale Terrier, and he was an older pup when I adopted him. And Stella was a Wheaton Terrier mix.
So if you have a Shar Pei and a Terrier, what hair comes out of that dog?
He had like brownish hair. I'd say he had brown fur and sort of a large head. And he was he was the inspiration for this whole company.
Now, did you adopt him as an older dog, or did you get him as a puppy at that point?
He was an adult dog, so he was a little bit older.
So there was something about him when you saw him that thought, this is the dog I want.
Yeah, well, I brought Stella also to pick out a boyfriend. She sort of picked him out as well. He was underneath a parked car and was in Los Angeles, and I just knew he was for us.
Wow. A dog that can change the oil. That's not too bad. I like that. Well, if people want to find out more about this, where do they go get more information about that?
www.stellaandchewies.com.
Great. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the good words this morning.
Thank you.